springtime temperatures. This isn't one for you. A lot of clear sky this morning. A few clouds this afternoon with sunshine, 84. Some clouds tonight, low 62, 50s in the suburbs. Average lows are in the upper 40s. Kick off the weekend Saturday with a few clouds, 82, and a chance of shower Sunday. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, News Talk 760 WJR.
Well, you can tell by the fact that it's Friday and the music that it's time for movie, show, plus. You can see that our very heavy budget for special sound effects is coming into play here. with our opening that we continue to have, as we welcome Greg Russell and Dana Clark to talk about the movies. Good morning, guys. Here we go.
Good morning. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. I was about to say, here we go back to the movies. I can get that bucket of Imagine Theater, freshly popped popcorn with real butter, but both of our movies are not in the theaters.
Right, yeah. They're like, stay at home.
Well, you're breaking up a lot here, Greg. I'm not sure what the problem is.
Oh, wow.
Are you running your morning 5 miles while we're trying to do this? I know I'm not.
It takes me usually 5 days. But still breaking up?
I think it's a little better. Dana, is it better on your end?
It's a little bit better.
Yeah,
Greg, pay your bill. Come on, man.
I'm sitting in the usual place, and I mean, gosh, you get these burner phones, you'd think they'd work better.
Well, I'm not even going to go into why you might need burner phones, but hey, to each his own, you know. All right, let's go to Firestarter, which is a remake from 30 years ago. Oh, it is in theaters and streaming on Peacock, I see.
Right. And it's one of those where, you know, I saw the original 30 years ago, but I only saw it the one time, so really didn't remember. And it's a story about this young girl who possesses these special powers, and hers is that she can burn through anything. Her dad, who's played by Zac Efron, and the mom are trying to hide her from this government agency that wants to get her and turn and use her powers for evil. So that's kind of like what this whole thing is about. And like you said, it's in theaters and also streaming. Best bet really for this one, Paul W., is stream it, you know, at home.
Mm-hmm. No, so that doesn't bode well when you say, forget about going to the theater, stream it. Let's listen to Firestarter. Here, Eric Dorsch.
It happened again.
What happened?
The bad thing.
If you ever start to lose control, what do you do?
It didn't work.
She's not a robot, Annie. She's a little girl. With little girl emotions, which are wildly unpredictable.
Charlie?
She just has to shove it down and keep it hidden.
Our responsibility is getting her ready.
Our responsibility is to protect her.
Charlie?
If they catch her, they're gonna put her in a cage.
Charlie?
They're gonna run tests on her for the rest of her life. We'll never see her again.
If who catches me?
Ah, yikes. I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's 30 years later.
Misremembering this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Drew Barrymore was in the first one. And honestly, okay. The funniest part is the young lady who plays the star in this movie, she's got brown hair. Of course, Drew had blonde hair back then. But I'm not kidding. There are certain angles they shoot her from where she looks like Drew Barrymore. And wow. I think it was kind of like done on purpose because you look at it and it's like, whoa. Kind of like a flashback here.
Well, here's the thing. It's 30 years later, and the government really wants it because they want a free source of fire now with the price of gas.
That's right.
So, of course they want her. They could use her to heat all the government buildings. Right. But, by the way, they wouldn't tell us, and they'd still charge us our taxes to cover their expenses. So, this one, you say, I mean, are you in a position to say it's as good, better, or worse than the original 30 years ago?
Actually, not in the position because, again, I only saw it that one time 30 years ago. So, I kind of remember it. I mean, it's like I said, if you're going to stay at home and watch it, it's a good movie to watch, you know, for this weekend where you can just sit back at home, go to the Imagine, like we always say, get a bucket of their popcorn, take it home, and, you know, watch this movie. I mean, it is an interesting concept, you know, just about, okay, what they want to do with this little girl and how she's just not going to stand for it.
Hmm. Okay, very good. I'll let our listeners make their own decisions how they want to handle that. The next film is Lincoln Lawyer, and oh my, Matthew McConaughey, who I'm wondering if he can get through a whole film without breaking out into a car commercial.
Well, this one, like you said, this is a series, and instead of Matthew McConaughey, the person who's playing the lead role of Mickey Haller is Manuel Garcia Rufo. He was also in The Magnificent Seven that came out a few years back with Denzel Washington. And yeah, you're right. This is a series. It's a 10-episode series. And this one is, it's really intriguing because it's almost like anything I almost say will give anything away. But here's this guy who had been retired as a lawyer. He winds up inheriting a law firm only to find out that now he's got to figure out who killed the person who had it. So it's an intriguing story. And the best part about it is this guy, they're not making him pretend he's Matthew McConaughey. He is his own character, which is something I think that just makes it, you know, really exciting. But again, just the storyline alone, you'll want to watch all 10
episodes.
All right,
all right. Let's listen to one of them.
One thing I know, success is all about momentum. In court, before you can win, you got to believe you can win.
But what if you don't?
Then you better fake it till you make it.
You need this just as much as I do. This is your one shot. So you better take it.
Wow, that doesn't sound like Matthew McConaughey at all.
No.
That was my fault, Paul W. I thought it was, I looked it up. And yeah, that was it. But don't you wish you could inherit a law firm?
Was it Matthew McConaughey that we were listening to?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. No.
I was really thrown because earlier, Greg.
Wow, he's a great actor.
You said something about him not being himself or playing the himself or whatever.
Right.
And then I'm listening and I go, yeah. All right. We have 20 seconds left. Do you like it or not?
I did. And also, a big hello to you. I was at the Engelbert Humperdinck concert last Sunday and got stopped by a lot of folks who say they enjoyed listening all the time. They told me to tell you and Dana hello.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Greg Russell of Movie, 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 Show, 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 Plus. It's 8:29.